You've entered the Networker Zone, the ultimate podcast for networkers in direct sales, network marketing, MLM, or any sales side hustle. You'll learn the skills for the how-to and the mindset to make it work from the author of over 20 best-selling books and over 25 years in the business. Here's your host, Keith Schreider.
All right. Today in the zone, I have a previous guest of the show. Wanted to invite him back. He is an amazing student of the industry, not just in our industry, but business in general. Most importantly, he's leading by example. Here to give us some business building tips from the coast of Belgium is Alain Gay. Alain, welcome.
Hello, Keats. Nice to be here again. You know, it's always interesting to be on a call with you because, you know, when we are talking, new things come to mind, and it's always good to be reminded on stuff that we sometimes forgotten.
Oh, yeah. Well, our mind's only so big, and until we turn things into habits, which we probably talk on as well, but yeah, we need to remember some things. That's awesome. But maybe
that's also one of the, how do you say that, the good things of becoming old. You forget, and then it's just like you reinvent it again. Huh?
So it's brand new. We can just play the previous episode. It will be fine. How about that? Might.
Maybe I say, hey, there are nice things in there. Now, the thing I wanted to talk to you about today is when people join our business or any business in life, the state of mind that they're in when they join, and if it is enough, that state to become successful or not, or if some things need to change. Because what I see mostly when people join is that they join in the state of belief of hope. They, you know, they say, I've seen a business idea, like a company presentation, and then they say, okay, I'm going to join, but they hope that it will bring them what they want.
Oh, yeah, they'll try it out. Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a try it out. They don't say, I'm going to try it, but they hope that that's the next business. That's the business. Maybe they already did like 10 other things and it didn't work, but they say, you know, let's hope that this one is it. Huh? I sometimes compare it with like people who take a fitness abonnement. You know, they do? They've been talking to family and friends about weight loss, and somebody of their friends said, you know, I've did something in the fitness center and in 2 months I lost a lot of weight. And what happened is you believe in his story, but you are not there in believing. You are in, wow, that would be great if it would happen to me too. So you are in like a state of mind of hoping it would be happening to you. So what do? You go to the fitness, you take your abonnement, and then after 2 months, you check it out and you say, ooh, it's not like he told me, my friends, because in 2 months he lost a lot of weight and I didn't lose anything. And it's not about how he joins, and it's not about the hope, but it's about believing. You know, he did a couple of other things, probably his friend. His friend probably asked an instructor what to do. Maybe the other one didn't ask anything at all. So it's the way to success, what it all can mean, because success is something defined different for everybody. But the thing is, you can go and get your weight lost because of all the things that the instructor told you to do. And if you do it, maybe it will get into pain and you hurt yourself, and emotionally it's very hard. But if you just do it and keep doing it, you know for sure the results are there. But the thing is, in our business, it's the same. They join and they hope they are going to be lucky. Huh? And, you know, hope and luck is not a very good plan for success. It's a good thing. It's like, you know, when you join and hope is there, hope is at that moment your best friend. Because that was what let you started in the business. The only thing is, after a while, your friend can get away. If hope gets away, then hope becomes your enemy. And you know what happens is that people stop. So the thing is, they need to change hope into belief. They can start on hope, but then one moment they need to change their belief level to I believe it. And you know, the guy who did the weight loss, well, he believed in it, and that's why he lost his weight, because he did it all, because he knew if he didn't do it, that he didn't lose it. So it's about your belief level. If your belief level is not there yet, then it's very hard. Everybody that you talk to about your business, you know, they can take you out with only two sentences. What are you doing now? I did something similar a couple of years ago. It didn't work. You will see. And at that moment, you are in hoping mentality. So you think, yeah, maybe the guy is right. You know, he's older than me. He's wiser than me. And if he says so, yeah, why not? That's the difference with somebody who's really believing in it. If he comes to a guy and he tells him, you know, what are you doing? He said, well, I truly believe this is a good business. I have a very good plan. I'm following the plan. These are my results. And you cannot get them in another mindset anymore because they really believe it.
Okay.
So the thing is, if you start with hope, the only thing is you can have a shortcut to belief by going fast to results. If you go very fast to results, the good results, then it's easy to believe in it. And that's sometimes what happens. Somebody has a plan. It doesn't always have to be the big results. A little result is also a result. So what we need to do is get them as fast as possible to a result. So their hope will change into belief. The only thing is that we don't have to forget is there's one necessary ingredient. And it's actually, we have four steps. Step one was you start with hope. Step three is you need to take action. And step four is results. There's one step and it's step two, and it's actually information. So what we need to do is we have to take the correct information, the right information, the information that let us do the right actions. And if you have the right information, if you learn the skill sets, if you take the right action, you will always get the right results. So actually, it's not rocket science. It's very simple. It's just you start with hope, you take in some information, then you do the action, and then you have results. The only thing is a lot of people who come in our business are not a student yet.
No.
And it takes time until they become a student. Sometimes they already stopped before they became a student. And they have to understand that we are not in sales. Sales is a result of what we are doing. We are actually in coaching and training. So the first thing is we have to become a student to get the right information, to do the right skill sets, learn the right skill sets, have the right insights, because then it's easy to lose weight. If you do all the right actions, because you know what impact it has on your body, the only thing is you need to do it. If you don't learn anything about it and you do all the wrong things, then the only thing that you will do is tell an excuse that, you know, it's like my uncle told me, you know, he told me already, it's nothing for you. It doesn't work. And yeah, he's right. That's not what we do. We're not telling, we didn't do it on the right way. We just tell them, you know, we choose an excuse. So actually the results are there. Because you have to believe in it. Now, what will happen if you start with hope? You take the right information. Then you want to do the right action. Maybe don't do it alone from the first day. Maybe you're somebody from the sponsor line or upline is helping you out a couple of times. You get more confident. You see the results coming in. In our business, it's very simple to see results. Because
yeah, that right information. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if you have euros coming into your account, then you must be doing something right. And what happened is that at one moment, your hope is getting away and belief is getting in place. Now, if you do your business with belief, the results are going to be very different than if you do it with hope.
Because oh, absolutely.
Believe it, your information that you are going to take is more to the point.
Wow.
In the first year in network marketing, the information that you're taking is not the same information as after 15 years in the business.
Absolutely not.
It's so different because it still is the same business, but the information that we take is different. Now, why do we take different information? Because we're going for different results. We're not happy anymore with the 200 euro or dollar monthly as an extra income. We want to take it like 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. But you have to grow. You have to grow as a person. So the information that you take is not the same information. As following, if you don't have the same information, your actions cannot be the same as well. It will be different actions, more to the point. So if your actions are more to the point, your results will change. So that's very easy again in our business. You see more money coming in. You see your business growing faster. You see people getting promoted on the general events. So what happens on that moment, because you cannot deny it anymore, your belief level goes up. And again, the same story, the same process. If you believe more in it than you believed before, you are going to take better information, again, more to the point, more what you needed. You are going to learn new stuff, maybe more about leadership, how to teach other people better than you did before, how you can change their results, how you can give them the same insights. So yeah, your actions will not be the same. You will create leaders. And if you create leaders, you will have, again, different results. So your belief level will go up. And the things that you learn at that moment is, again, other information. It's like, how can I transform my best business partners into the best leaders I have? So that's, again, other skill set. Again, other actions. Instead of going and visit just the customer, now you're sitting around the table concerning about what are your goals, how do you want to get there. So actually, I call it, it's like a round square, because there are four categories. The first one is hope, second one is information, third one is action, the fourth one is results, and then it changes, and where we had hope, it changes into belief. And you have to do it as much as you can.
Okay, like a cycle. I got you.
Yeah. The more you can go around and do it all over the four steps, the better you will become. Now, the strange thing is, the better you will become after a while, you will notice at yourself that you still have a lot to learn. That's something that's very strange. From day one, you don't know that you need to learn. And the longer that you are in this business, the more that you know that you need to learn. It's very strange because
it's crazy.
It's very crazy. Yeah, you can be 20 years in this business and say, hey, I need to learn this, this, and this. But you know, the first 2 years, we knew it already. We know everything. Mm-hmm. So it's so different how we take information and do something with it or don't.
I was just thinking, like, because you had like so much good stuff, I just like had to write down some notes. But I can see where people, you know, backing up, they join, they have hope. And if they don't, if they're not sent into the right information, or if their sponsor, you know, a lot of that, it comes in our hands. Like, it's our sponsor's responsibility to do this. It's not, has nothing to do with on them. So to go, you know, from step one to step two, to hope, to information, a lot of times that's missed. You know, how are you making sure that that happens? Because obviously you can do it, we can do it, but what about, you know, like the new person that signs up, the new person? Are you like getting like, hey, this is what to say, or start with this, or like, are you using, you know, kind of like an onboarding Zoom, or, you know, Facebook group or messages? How are you doing this?
Well, it's a bit like you said, we say the sponsor need to do it. The first question is, does the sponsor know that he needs to do that? Because if the sponsor doesn't know it, it will not happen. So then we're talking about duplication. It's how can you duplicate this process in your business? And if you can duplicate it, it's just about doing it long enough. It's like, you know, you probably heard the story about the snowball 100,000 times. You know, if you have you're on the top of a mountain, you take a little bit of snow and you throw it, it doesn't happen. What do? You stick more snow to it. It's bigger ball. Now you throw it and it starts rolling. And at one moment, it will keep rolling. And it's the same with what we're doing here. You have to put it in their minds long enough until it gets rolling. And that takes time. And it depends on how serious that they take the business. Now, if the sponsor doesn't do it, therefore you have a sponsor line. Well, you need to look for, okay, which person can I do that? And how can I start his ball rolling? And and you take it from there. And that might be on the third level or the fourth level or the fifth level. You know, you cannot tell a sponsor, you need to do it. That's what we hope. But, you know, the plan of hope doesn't work very well. So we need to get him into believing level. Now, where can you build belief? Well, for me, it was always on the bigger events. You know, if the company have bigger events, go to the bigger events, because it's easy to build belief over there. It's much easier than being in no room or nothing. You know, if you stay away from your business is going away from you. So you have to get into the business. And, you know, the events, if I look to every network marketing globally, they all have like a quarterly event, a big event. They all have it. It's for a reason that it's there. It's to build belief, because otherwise they wouldn't do that. So the thing is, you have to build like a community where you say, these are the things that we truly believe in. And you have to do like team meetings and coach the people who are there about the four steps that I just told you about. And maybe you want to tell it all over and all over and all over again, and let the new leaders tell it in that event. So it becomes a habit. It becomes normal. Once there was a guy, he told me, in life, you will always get on what you focus on most of the time. I think it was Bob Proctor. Mm-hmm. He told on what you focus most of the time, that's what you will get. So if you want that process to get in duplication and in your business, you have to focus most of the time on telling the process. You can also make a little video of it, send it into your team, do a team meeting, do a webinar about it. There are a lot of opportunities that you can come together with your team and tell that information. And who has to do that? Well, it's the leader of the team that has to do that. It's his responsibility that the new leaders will see that, hey, this is a good form to success. And the more sub-leaders that are on with you, well, the easier it gets. But it's always hardest in the beginning. And yep. It's normal. It should be hardest in the beginning, because you need to learn a lot of lessons in the beginning. It's like with the birds, when it has to come out of the egg. That's the hardest moment. But there's a reason that it's hard to get out of the egg, because he needs to be strong to fly. And it's the same with our business. It has to be hard in the beginning, but you know, it will become better once you believe in this business. So everything is there for a reason. Otherwise, everybody would be a millionaire. And where's the fun in that, Keith?
Absolutely. Well, then we wouldn't really take care of the money. I mean, yeah, there's all sorts of things we could talk about on that. And as we both know, you know, if they don't have the basics of what to do and what to say and the basics of all the skills, all the future stuff doesn't matter. So like, how are you? And I guess there's a balance, because the argument is they're excited, let's get them moving forward, but then also let's get them moving forward, but not saying the dumb things that some people could say. How are you balancing like getting enough information for them to go out and say the right things, or approach people, or ask the right questions? You know, what's your time frame on that? You know, everyone's going to be different, but I like to get your input.
Yeah. But we do the four steps actually like a kind of a workshop. What we do is it's very good to make a plan and a personal plan, because everybody's goals are different. So the timelines of everybody are different. So it's very hard to say, you know, this is one way to do it, because there are different ways to do it. It also has to fit your personality also. So very simple. You can even apply the four steps to your daughter or son who wants to have good grades on their test. Because you first ask, what is your focus? What is your goal? So they have to mention what the goal is. And then you say, okay, it doesn't matter how big or how small. It's best to do it with a small. So if you break it up, you become like a small goal. And then you ask them, okay, what do you think you need to do to get to that goal? Because it's also good that they are free to tell the thoughts they have at the moment. They might be right, or they might be adjusted. But anyway, they tell how they see it, because it's good for you to know as a coach that you know how they see it, how they are wanting to do it. Because if you don't know it, they are going to do it anyway. So it's better that you know it and you can tell them, yeah, but if you do it like that, that will be the results. And then it's easier to adjust a little bit. So what you do is first you go to the goal, define the goal, then ask at the person, what do you think that you need to do? So you go one step back as actions. And then he says, well, I'm probably going to have to pick up the phone, call a couple of people and do my story. Yeah, but to do that, in order to do that, what information do you need to do that? Because then we go step again back. So that's the step, the second step, information. And then the information is, okay, what do you need to have? Well, first you need to have like a name list. If you don't have a name list, you're not going to call anybody or contact anybody. The secondly is, if you contact them, what are you going to tell them? Because that's, that defines also a piece of success. If you just leave them, you know, they're probably going all to do. The first thing is, you know, hey, John, I just joined a new business. And then they don't know if John asks, what is the business? Oh, I don't know the answer on that. No, don't put that in their heads. But if they don't know, they don't know. So you need to put it in the information piece. Like you need to tell like this. And this is maybe a nice script. And this is also a good script. Which one do you feel most attractive to? And say, oh, that's the script that I like. Or, you know, I'm going to do it with that script. Or, you know, maybe we build a script for you together. And then you go again asking, okay, now you have your name list. You want like 5 customers in the first week. How many people? And then you go to the actions part. How many people are you going to contact minimum to have 5 appointments? Well, if you are very good, it's 5.
Yeah.
But that's not the case when you join. When you join the business, it's more like, yeah, I hope with 5. No, you know, and then you ask the question, you know, for sure, if you take 5 contacts, that they'll say, come to my house. And then say, no, probably not. Okay, how many will say out of 5, yes? Well, I think 2 or 3. Okay, but if we need 5 clients, customers, how many calls do you need to do? Well, I need to visit at least 10 people. Okay, if you call 10 people, are you for sure that you have 5 appointments? If he says yes, he's confident with ringing 10 people, he has 5 appointments. So now we have like, it begins to look like a plan. You know, you make your 10 phone calls to whom? Well, it doesn't matter, because if you say out of 10, I have 5 appointments, just make 10 calls. But the thing is, what are you going to say? So you go back again to the information part. You say, okay, these are the things that you can say. Let's do it now. You know, it's not a hard thing to do, because I'm here. Nothing can go wrong. And at least if something goes wrong, you learn from it. So what do we do is, to get them easy on the phone, we work with the name list, a plus list, and a minus list.
Oh, why? Okay. I like this. Yep. Yeah.
Because if you, you know, I ask you, Kate, you are just joining this business. Who are we going to make phone calls to? And then immediately you think, oh, this one I'm going to call, this one, this not, yes, 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 not. Now, you know, Kate, if you are long in the business, there is only one way to find out if this person wants to become in your business. So it's a full list. You don't know it. Now, the new starter in the business, he doesn't know that yet. So what we do is we say, make a plus list and a minus list. All the people that you know for sure that don't want to become a customer and don't want to become a distributor, put them on your minus list.
You don't want to talk to them regardless, right?
Yeah. And all the other ones, put them on your plus list. So what do? They give you the full list. That's what it is. A minus list and a plus list. And then you say, you know what? You want to go to the plus list when you are good. Let's go to the minus list just to learn from it.
Interesting. I like it.
Why? Because what can happen? Nothing can happen. And the worst thing, they say yes, because you think they say no. So now it's very easy to make a phone call to somebody who you know for sure is not interested in your business, not interested in becoming a customer, because it's very safe to make faults over there. You can go over there. You can even make a phone call. You know, hey, Keith, you are on my minus list. I just joined a new business and I just want to explain it to you just to practice. Is it okay if I come to you tomorrow?
It's like a takeaway. Nice. Yeah, now they want to know.
Yeah. And they say, I want to know. I'm curious. Yeah, but it's not for you. It's not. So, you know, that's the more you tell them not to do it, the more they want to do it. So, but that's good. Now, I know for sure what's the most successful list of the two is. The one with the 0, the minus list. That's the best list. Why? Because we call that, as you know it, the chicken list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a checklist is a very good list. The only thing is we are scared to talk to them because we are chicken of it. You know, that's a guy who earns a lot of money. Yeah, there's a reason why he earns a lot of money. He's open for things. But
let's talk about that. Yeah, that's a good point. Most people, that's a great point. Is it they're successful or they have a lot of money, however you want to say it, is because they are open or they're always looking or they're always in the know or the now. Okay, that's cool. I love that.
The thing that holds you back from contact that person is within yourself. You say, somebody who just joined the business, he hasn't the results to show. And he thinks, I have to show results to get them into my business. But it's not true. I don't care if my sponsor who joined me in my business, if he was very successful or not. You know, he can be the most successful person in the world. Yeah, so what does it do to me? The only thing is I see some, maybe the benefit I would have is that I know somebody who knows what he has to do.
Yes. But, okay.
He's not going to do it for me. I have to do it for myself. And and people who are successful already, they are open to listen. They are easy to get a talk to. They are easy to sit around the table because, you know, they say listening can make me money. So, yeah, of course I want to listen.
I'm trying to think like, you know, most people, they're so focused on themselves. They don't really care about you. They care about the information you're going to give them. I don't want to say that, but that's they want to know, okay, what's in it for me? Oh, okay, I could do this. Hey, thanks for bringing this by me.
But the new guy, he doesn't know that. The new guy, he thinks it's about his results, and it's not. So sometimes when I have a one-on-one presentation and the person on the other side is asking, are you making money with this? So, well, it's not about me. It's about the information. I believe in this, and that's why I'm making money with it. But I'm not going to share what I'm earning in a month. You know, if you don't see it, you don't see it. If you see it, you see it. It doesn't matter what I'm earning. It's what the possibilities are for you. And if you don't see possibilities, then it's probably not for you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're new or been in the business and making a lot of money. You can use that story. That's good. That's good stuff. I love it.
Plus, over the years, things changed. You know, when I joined network marketing, it was all about showing success. Online, you know, absolutely. I have an expensive watch. I have a very nice car. It was all about the expensive stuff. You know, I've been listening to a podcast of Randy Gage, who's doing the network duplication nation all over again. And one of the first things that he was talking with Art, it was about, you know, they don't care anymore about the Lamborghinis and the Ferraris. The new guys, they're having the best step. They don't need a Lamborghini because, you know, if you live in London, what are you going to do with a Lamborghini? You need a good step. So they're not thinking the same way as the generations before. So that's also something that we have to keep in mind. If you are recruiting like a guy who's like 25 years old, their goals are not the same. You don't have to convince them with a lot of bling bling. You have to convince them with showing them opportunity, showing possibilities that they can fill in the blanks for themselves. What can we use it for? So that's also something that changed. It's called the old school network marketing to the new school network marketing. A lot of changed, became easier, became more okay to the brain. Like, you know, but when I joined, it was all about, you need a good car. You need like the best car. Because if you go to somebody, you need to show that you have a good car. And then when you have like a very good car, and then you go to your prospect, then you think, am I going to park the car in front of the door? Because otherwise he will think, if I join, I'm going to pay his car.
Yeah. Yeah. I know there's a good and bad, but at the same time, it is interesting how people.
Yeah, there's a good and bad.
Are now moving. In fact, yeah, a lot of the younger generations, I think, they're so open to, like, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, recurring income, passive income, royalty income, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I think they're so open that I think what our industry sets it apart is the time freedom, or they really like that versus I want a big house. They're 21 years old. They don't want a big house. They want to travel.
They want to travel. They want to enjoy the world, smell the roses. That's what they want to do.
You're in the Networker Zone. with Keith Schreider.
And they don't need the biggest car. And there are still people who like a big car. It's not the general rule that nobody wants a big car anymore. There always will be people that love a big car or show their success. But I've seen that it switched with the generations that changed. That also changed a bit.
I met a networker that was actually a taxi cab driver before Uber. And so she's in the business, and that's how we get her prospects. So she actually ended up buying the taxi cab instead of having to pay the company. It was very interesting. It wasn't a car program, obviously, but it's pretty cool. I don't think like some people like they live in the cities. They don't need cars. Yeah. I just live in the burbs, so we need cars, but that is an interesting point. I love it. Yeah. Sorry. I just get excited about all the cool stuff.
If she bought the cab company, then it became a car story for her.
Pretty much.
But I think people get in the business with the hope, and they have to get into the belief, because then they are sticky to the business. What we sometimes see is like, I've been with one company for over, I think, 15 years, and then it went on chapter 11. Was not good news. It went out of business. And when we joined the new business, we were already starting with belief. There was not hope anymore, because we knew, we tasted the Kool-Aid before. We said, we know it works. We know that we need to do it. The only thing is we have to do it. And then you go there again. So you get the head advance if you know that stuff already. But again, it's not because somebody was successful in company A that he is going to be successful in company B. Because if you can get the person from company A to go to company B, maybe there's a reason that he is switching, because successful people don't switch companies normally. So what also happens, what I see sometimes, is they attract people in their business with a lot of experience. Now, sometimes it scares me a little bit, because if you get somebody with a lot of experience in your business, there's a reason why he is in your business and not in his business anymore.
Interesting.
Maybe it was because he was not that very good in it. Or maybe he had a sugar deal from another company and he didn't have the skill set. And then we think, wow, that's the next guy. It will be the biggest leader, and it doesn't happen. And then it's scary, because he can damage your team. He can damage, because then everybody thinks, wow, he knows what he's talking about. He's like a semi-god. No, he is not. He's like, how do you say that? It's like a bump. A bum who can go off any minute, because if he tells things you believe and it doesn't work, well, it's like destroying your own business. So that's also difficult. But with the brand new people in the business, you can teach them anything you like.
Yeah. Well, I see where it can be, like a cycle, hope to create that belief. Because some people think, okay, for me to get the belief, I need to be making X amount or this amount. And I kind of went back up, because you kind of talked about small goals, which I love. That's what I want people to focus on. Yeah, you have the big goal. That's great. Okay. What can you do in 3 months? What can you do in one week? What can you do in, it depends on what you're going for. By hitting those small goals, are you seeing their belief increase? And then you kind of start over. How are you kind of putting that all together?
Well, it's actually, you use it as a plan, and when they see, hey, that plan works, they can set the next goal and plan for themselves, because they have to teach them to their teams as well. So it's just repetition of something that works. It's a formula that works. I used to call it a system. Why? Because if you take all the letters of system apart, it says SWS. Well, it stands for save yourself stress, time, energy, and money. So these are the letters. So that's the benefit of a system. Otherwise, if you don't have a system, it's like chaos. Everybody is doing something, and what comes out? Nothing.
Yeah.
And it's hard, because you have to. Yeah. Then hopefully there comes something out. But again, it's only good to start with hope. If you don't change it to believe, it's, the people who are always will stick in your business, that's those who believe the most in the business. If you look at every top leader of every company, they are the true believers of the company. They sometimes they believe more in the story than the CEO of the company.
And well, they probably see better results than the CEO. They see a bigger life change. Yeah.
Yeah.
More freedom than the CEO.
So again, it's belief is triggered by results, but you can define on it what results you want. The only thing is the plan to the results is going to be different depending on the results. But the result is the goal. So what do you want? If you do it with a little step, most companies start, you know, if you do that little thing, you get a bonus of that. And if you do now this, you get the first promotion. Use that, your plan, like the four-step plan, use it to go to the first little company goal that they have. Then go to the first promotion, then go to the second promotion. Then you say, no, I'm going to do it with a couple of my team members. And if I help them to their promotion, I'm getting my promotion as well. So then you see that you have a system to work the system work. And if you teach that and duplicate it in your business, they don't need you anymore. One of the first lessons that I learned was you have to be the teacher until they become the teacher. And then they don't need you anymore. But you have to be there to tell them, because from day one, they don't know. And if you don't know, you don't know. So somebody needs to tell them. So if you have a system, then it's easier.
Cool. Yeah. And then you have freedom.
And then you have freedom. Whatever that means, you have freedom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But most people agree on financial freedom. You know, out of 10, 9.5 want financial freedom because they know they are free from other things as well if they have financial freedom.
Yeah, it makes everything else easier. Yeah, I mean, you can't.
It makes it easier. Yeah.
That's how it is.
Somebody also gave me a very good insight, and it was about, we were talking about money. He says, you know, money will only make it clearer of the person you are. If you are very nice and you are a giver and you have more money, you will be a bigger giver.
Yeah, it's an amplifier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it does. And that's good to have in our business. The only thing is, because we are also learning a lot about ourselves, personal development, you can change your insights on stuff. You can change how you look at things. I think in my 30 years in network marketing, a lot of things have changed a couple of times. When I looked at something, I said, it was like that. And then after a couple of years, no, it wasn't like that. But at that moment, it looked like, for me, it was like that. And again, it changed. And again, it changed. And probably in 10 years, I will have again. But, you know, it changed again.
Yep.
So
keeps life exciting, though. Yeah,
you don't want to think the same thing. Life.
Yeah.
But it's good that things change, because living is about change. Eh? If it is all the same, all the day, every day the same, then you have to ask the question if you are living or are you being lived? Because that's also a point to talk about. Huh? But maybe for another day.
Yeah, we got some good stuff so far, but I don't want to let you go just yet. Because I'm thinking for some people, they say, okay, a lot of people, you know, they start off and they don't do anything and they're kind of in a rut. And that's just how life is. Like, because there's really no obligation, there's no accountability type of thing. So, and I can see where people are saying, okay, I got to make, let's say it's 25 calls or 25 contacts, and like, oh, 25, that sounds like a lot. Are you kind of breaking it down like, okay, let's do, you know, 10 a day or 5 a day? Are you kind of getting them into like a habit, or you're just like, okay, just let's figure it out, or just hammer through, let me know when you're done? You know, how are you kind of making sure that there's a balance and a belief that they could actually do the calls?
Well, the plan that you make with the four steps, it has to be a plan that they're comfortable with. Because if they're not comfortable with it, chances are great that they won't do it. So we need them to do it. So we have to work on their belief, because you know that's what the plan is made for. So imagine that somebody says, well, I want 5 customers. We already agreed that maybe he has to contact like 15 people to have the 5 appointments. But again, the question is, if you do 5 appointments, will they all become a customer? I don't know. Maybe 2 out of 5 will become a customer. Okay. If we know that 2 out of 5 visits that you do become a customer, and you need 5 customers, you need to do 3 times more. So instead of making 15 phone calls, you need to do 45. Because then you ask them, does it make logic to you? And they have to say, oh yeah, it makes logic to me. Now, I know for sure if you, with a good script, if you call 45 people, you have more than five than 10 visits or 15, you will have much more. I know if somebody goes with you to the first customer, maybe 80% will take your product or your service. But the new one doesn't know that yet. And that's now a benefit because he doesn't know, because the score is going to be better than he thinks it is going to be. Sometimes it is not a good score, but okay, that's what he thought it wasn't going to be. So that's also good. So now I said to him, okay, we need 45 people to contact. How many people should be on your name list if we need to make 45 phone calls? Well, the minimum, 45. But there will be people not picking up the phone. Some people will be on holiday or not available to you at that moment. Maybe somebody changed his phone number. But okay, how many is the number that you think that you will need so you have 45 people that you really can make a phone call to? Well, maybe 60. Okay, that's the point now. We'll make now together a name list of 16 people. Now, what we mostly do is you say you start with M, with the letter M in your phone. Why? Because the first one is always Mama. She's the first one on M. And you know, that's a good starting point. Or you do the plus and the minus list. That's also a good starting point. And then you say, okay, we have like 100 people who are not going to be interested in the business, who's are truly going to say, no, I don't like it. Get away. You're a vampire. Those kind of stuff things. So that's very good to make phone calls to, because, you know, In worst case scenario, they say yes to you. So, but then you sit with everybody privately. Then you cannot do it as a group. You can tell the mechanism as a group, but if you really want to make it as a plan, then you should do it one-on-one, because every plan is different. And you also always have to ask them if they understand why that you do that, because it's not just about being told to do. It's like, you know, with children, you have that. You cannot do that. Why? Because I tell you. That's not an answer. You know, I don't learn anything from that. So with adults, it's the same. If you tell them to do it like that, ask them, do you understand why we need to do it like that? Because if he doesn't understand, he will not do it. If he says, yeah, it makes sense because that. Okay, that's great, because, you know, one day you will become the teacher and you will need to teach that, because we are in the training and teaching business. So it's more than only one thing that we're doing at the moment. And in leadership, you have to keep in mind that you do like a couple of things in one moment, in one time. It's not just about learning four steps. It's much bigger than that. It's about duplicating four steps, that they see it, that they know it, they have to do it one day themselves, and that it's like a safe process. You know, stick to the process, because that process works. Don't try anything else, because if you do something new, you don't know what the outcome will be. And are you risking for a bad outcome, or are you sticking to something that works always?
Yeah, you get to choose your personality part. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
So actually, with the four steps, with the square, the circle square, you can do a lot. You can do a lot with it. It doesn't matter if you have children that go to university, it will help them making a plan to learn and study. Because then you can say, okay, you want a nice percentage, a high score. I don't know, what you guys, they call it like an A plus or whatever. Mm-hmm. I want an A or an A plus, you know. Okay, what do you need to learn? Then you go to the information part. I need to learn this, and this. Okay, what is your action that you are going to take to learn that? Well, I'm going to read it 3 times. Okay, if you read it 3 times, are you going to have the A+ then? No, what will you have? Well, I will have an F. Okay, we go back. How many times do you need to read it and write it? Well, maybe I need to write it 20 times and read it 50 times. Okay, now what? Well, I will have an A. Is an A good with you? Okay, then, you know, for sure, A equals reading and writing it a couple of times. And, you know, you have the plan. The only thing is, if you do the plan, you will have an outcome. And mostly your outcome will be bigger than what you thought it would be. And that's the safe thing from the square circle.
I guess it's bigger than you thought because you're in the right frame of mind to build belief. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's your comfort.
You're also very confident. Yeah. Because you believe in the system that you use, you are confident, you know, the system is not wrong. No, of course. You know, what will happen, even imagine that somebody says, I have to read something 20 times or 60 times and write it down 20 times, and he did only the half. And the score that he became from it was only the half. Then it's easy to tell them, what did you think? It was going to be double. We already predicted. The system doesn't lie. You know, it's good because what you did shows that the result matches what you did. Imagine that you would do the double. Is it then acceptable that you would better score? Yeah, of course. So, okay, what's the next plan? Stick to the plan.
There you go.
So it's easier. It's you know, if you think about this, it's like a mirror that you can look in to check on yourself, on what you did or you didn't do, why it worked and why it didn't work. And if you find out why it didn't work, don't do that anymore. Talk with information, get other information on how to get to the results. Do it and enjoy the results.
Well, most people just do the same thing and complain. and also, we talked phone and yeah, everybody knows where their phone is, and I can guarantee everyone that looks at their contact list is going to have hundreds of contacts. Wow. Like, we don't delete them because it's like, well, why delete it? It's not really memory or anything else like that. Oh. And for some people, you know, are there other methods of contacting? Obviously, they don't hear your voice. It's not as effective, you know, type of things. But I mean, are you doing any, okay, if they don't answer phone, you know, they're not a phone person. They answer their messages, direct messages, text messages, anything else like that. That's obviously not as effective, but as a fail-safe, or obviously they need to do more. And you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's not always about making phone calls. There was one guy when we did a training session, and we told about you have to make phone calls. And he put up his hand, and I asked him, Alexander, what's the question? He said, I haven't been doing a phone call for over the last 2 years. I never contact my friends with phone calls. We just text each other. I said, we didn't cover that part. So, you know, we have to be open that things are changing. And if you always are texting to your best friend, just send them a text. Hey, bestie, I have something exciting to tell you. Are you home Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock or something like that? Something that they that you normally would do.
Yeah. Okay. So the normal converse. Okay.
The normal, amigo, are you home? Yes, I'm home. Okay. You can expect me. I have exciting stuff to tell you about. What I tell you all about it when I'm there. They don't need to have a conversation on the phone. You know, texting is an easier thing to do, but also it's much easier. It's accessible. It's more accessible than picking up the phone. You know, it's just putting in a text, send. The other thing is you have to talk. And, you know, people are sometimes scared of talking to other people. Send them a text. If you are a guy who put texts, send them a text. Why not?
Okay. So how are they comfortable conversing? Yeah,
but don't do different things on that moment. Don't send them like a message on Messenger with a whole company presentation in there, because then you are spamming. Then there's what is happening to that guy? He joined something like a pyramid scheme and blah, blah, blah. So you cannot even approach that person anymore because you made sure that there is now a wall between you and the other person. The day that you can go to that person again is when the wall is gone. So first you have to put the wall down. So the best thing is, act normal, like you do. You know, your best friend is still your best friend. The best way to keep him is just act normal.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was, you see people, okay, I could message it out, great. Copy and paste, blah, everything, so I don't have to explain everything. And they wonder why it doesn't work. They hope it'll work. they may even believe it'll work. Who knows?
Yeah. They hope it will work, Keats.
They believe it'll work too, but just, what does it work?
But after a while, they will believe it will not work, for sure.
Yeah.
And then they say, you know, I picked the wrong company.
Yeah. It's definitely not my fault of spamming people, because everybody loves spam. Oh my goodness. Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, we had one topic and we just kind of went to town on it. This is pretty neat. I'm glad you kind of mentioned a lot of the things. And where you talk about after the four steps are done, you kind of new goal or new cycle, I guess, is how many times you just ballpark or, you know, kind of a guess, how many times do you think you've done this over the last 20 plus years?
Whoa, that's ongoing, Keats. I know I'm going to do that again and again and again and again. It's how you build your business. It's about insights. It's like all the things that we need to do in network marketing. How many years are we going to do it? Well, I think till I die. You know, this is like a passion. So it's not like one day I will quit my passion. No, the day that I quit my passion is the day that I die. So why? Because I believe in what we're doing. So, but the way that we are doing it, we call it pit stops. And what is a pit stop? You know, when the formula, sometimes they have to go in with the pit stop to renew the tires and fuel the car up, and then it's good to go. Well, actually, when we do the four steps, we do it with a pit stop. We sit on a one-on-one sitting together, and then we look, okay, where are you today? Where do you want to go? What are the steps that you need to do? Are you hoping or are you believing in it? Yeah, I sure believe. Okay. And then you start making the plan with the four steps. And then you say, okay, what is the next date that you want to be there? Well, and that's why the big events are important. Let's pick the date of the next big event. Because why? That's a good moment to celebrate that you are there. And it puts also a bit of pressure on them, because it's not only, you know, we are growing to the events, but we tell to the other people in the business, in our team, you know, he's going to be promoted on that event. It's like a peer pressure. And you know it, why? Because, you know, that's how the business works. And then he says, yeah, I now I have to do it, because otherwise they will ask me why I didn't do it. So that's healthy, because that's a healthy feeling. That's like, you know, that's like the fear that they will ask you why you didn't do it. People are scared of fear. So, you know, if you want to get away from fear, make sure that you hit the next promotion, then they will not ask that question to you, and then they will all celebrate you. So then you make it a bigger deal that they get promoted. And on the big events, well, then you make it a habit to grow from event to event. And that's why the events are, again, so important, because then you grow not only your business, but also the company is growing their business from event to event to event. Then they tell something new. Then you see a new guy who made very fast to the third promotion step, and you build belief, and it's a happy time. You celebrate with your team the little successes, the big successes, and it's all together. It's like what you found. You find a bit of the same attraction when you go to a football play. You know, the football, there's always a core there who very believes in it. And they are making the noise and singing the songs and, you know,
yeah, part of
they
the team.
Are hurt. Yeah, and that's belief. They joined one day and they say, let's go to there. Oh, I have a good feeling. And one day they believed in the team. And even when they lose, when the team loses, it's like they lose. When the team wins, they always say, we did win. They didn't football. It were the guys on the field. But again, they believed it was them. So it's always about belief. Again, and anything in life, take your relationship with your wife or your spouse, or it's about belief. You don't build your good relationship on hope. You build it on belief. It's everything is built on belief. But mostly, when you start dating, you start with, I hope that this date is going to be more than one time, maybe more than two times, maybe, oh, wow, I believe I've seen her now for five times. It must be a thing. And then you go and build on belief. So it's a very natural circle of starting with hope and growing to believe. It's very natural for everything that we do in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love how that's the question. You have like so much insight, but you know, kind of backing up that. Yeah, we're all going to continue the cycle because eventually it becomes a passion. Eventually, it's not work. You enjoy it. You look forward to it. It's just like a hobby that pays like a business, but you treat it like a business because you have the passion of a hobby. I'm probably talking in circles as well, but yeah, it's really cool what you mentioned there. But sorry to interrupt. You were saying?
No. That's good. You know, it's for me. That's like that's just like life. Life is about having insights, getting to results, whatever it might be. It might be in your personal relationship with your partner, with your children, with your parents, on business wise. It's a format that works for everything. And that's why I like that a lot. Even, you know, as somebody quit network marketing, he learns a very good lesson that he can apply for the rest of his life in something else.
Absolutely.
So that's also value. I believe if somebody tells me, Alain, I was not made for network marketing, I want him to get value out of his experience. Because if he gets value from it, he will say, it was nothing for me, but, you know, I learned a lot. And that's okay for me because he got benefits from it.
Yeah. And sometimes they've never been exposed to personal development. Or anything positive or positive workflow. It's crazy. But
where should it be that they are exposed? If nobody tells them about it because they are with friends and family and relatives that don't do stuff like that, it's hard to get in it. But once you are in there, it's like in a globe, something globally that is there and always been there, and it's so big. And then you see, you know, there are more people like me and involved with that information. And that's when you start believing in the square circle again.
Yeah.
So it's cool. For me, it always goes back to the four steps, always. Because, you know, the truth always appears when you ask when you do the four steps, the truth will come out. If you say, I didn't hit my target. Let's have a look why. Well, go to action. What did you do from action? Well, I did this, 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 and this. Yeah, but you didn't get the right results. You did an action. Maybe it was not a good action, or maybe the information that you used through on the action was not good. So then you go back. Yeah, I told them that the information was not good. Change your information. So now they will believe you. And if they believe you, you get a better result. So it's always, it's like the mirror that you're looking in to become better yourself.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, again, I'm gonna have to have you back on. I had like questions. I was like, we got so much, and plus we're kind of out of time. But yeah, we'll definitely have you back on, and we'll hang out after I hit stop, of course. But yeah, this is pretty cool. Any last minute thought that you're like, this could help people out?
I think that's the main thing. It's about network marketing. Isn't about sales. Sales is the result of training and coaching, having insights. Making that everybody feels uncomfortable in what he does. You know, if it becomes a passion, the results will eventually always come. And if you don't like being in this business, don't be in this business. So
there you go.
Find something that becomes another passion.
Super cool stuff. But as always, you know the drill. Before I let you go, got the three questions for the lightning round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one, what is one trait, could be any trait, of a dream prospect? You're like, wow, this is awesome.
Well, for me, the skill set was understanding the four colors of personality. Why? Because for me, it made it a lot easier to use my skills because I could define what skills to use with what personality. And until today, I still use that. Everywhere where I go, it becomes something natural. So for me, it's skill sets are one thing. Learn different skills because you will need to apply some of the skills at some moment. But if you know the colors that are in front of you and you recognize them, then you can choose which skill set that apply the best to have the best outcome. So that's for me the thing that is most useful in my business. It's about understanding everything that's happening in front and around you.
Okay, excellent. Question number two, what is one book or audio that changed your life? It could have been recently, could have been 20 years ago, something just opened it up. Doesn't have to be network marketing focused, just one book or an audio.
Yeah, it's not one audio. It's like the same question if you would ask me, Alain, what is your favorite Elvis Presley song? You know, I don't have one. I have like thousands of songs of him. But it's the same with audio. You know, what is it? A good audio, well, it depends on what you want to learn at that moment. If it is about keeping things simple and bringing the story very simple, then I like all the stuff of your dad. Why? Because it's all so simple. The brain takes all the information that you need to give them. So for me, it's not just one thing. It's more than one thing. I love a lot of podcasts. But for me, it has to be simple. And I have to get it. You know, I had podcasts that I was listening to and I said, I have to go to the next one because I didn't saw what they want to tell me. So it's also a bit about being a good storyteller. I think maybe that's one of the skill sets that we have to learn, become a good storyteller. How you can, that the person that is in front of you wants more from you. That's also a skill set.
Excellent.
Yeah, but I don't have one audio topic. Oh, yeah. I don't have it.
There's so much. There's so much. Yeah.
it's like I have to choose between a lollipop and other stuff. You know, I all like the stuff in the candy store, so I cannot choose.
Well, then you'll like the last question, question number three. And I know we're supposed to be you know, taking care of ourselves, especially in the new year here. But if you had to choose, what would be your go-to? Belgian waffles or Belgian fries? What are we thinking here?
I hope you would say Belgian chocolates, but
well, that was from the previous episode, which I'll link to.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll have to go for the fries. Because the Belgian waffles, some people know how to make them good. But most of them don't know that. About the fries, most know how to make good fries in Belgium. So I have to go for the fries. Yeah.
Okay. So for the waffle, what is there like, what's like the secret there that makes them good?
Well, they have to put the beer in it so that it goes up. And if they don't do it, sometimes they use other stuff in there. Then you also taste it. It's not the same. It's it has to be crispy, and yeah, some don't do it on the proper way. You had a waffle and you put some cream on it, and after like a half a minute, it's all soaked wet, and it's not a, you know, it was a waffle, but it has to stay a waffle until the end.
Now it's a cardboard box. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
So then the fries, are you going straight up? You going a sauce? What are you doing?
I like it with a warm pepper sauce or with, we have something and it's called a Flemish stew. So if you never had it and you go to Belgium, always go with fries with Flemish stew. You will really like that. But you can also get just the sauce of it, the Flemish stew sauce. So it's very common when you go where they sell fries and they have like 30, 40 different sauces. They do like the Flemish stew sauce on top of it. And then they do mayonnaise on top of it and other stuff. They pimp it a little bit. And then you go with like a sausage roll. It's called the frikandel in Belgium. But they have also different varieties. They have it with a crispy outside. They have it with a spicy sauce in it, with onion. They have a lot of stuff in there.
All right, cool. I'm in.
So you have to go more than one time to check it all out.
Yeah, and walk or run a lot in between. There you go.
It's not the healthy stuff, but okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people do it. It's a good place to meet people. Why? Because you're all standing in a row. Each at his time, everybody's placing their order, so you have to wait anyway. So you know, most people that go to those stores, they go to those stores. So you meet the same people all over again. And yeah, why not? Maybe use it as an opportunity.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. As far as if you have conversation skills, that's cool. But also, if there's a line, that's a good sign. So there you go, social proof.
And there's always a line.
Cool. Well, yeah, again, thanks so much. And I'll definitely pick your brain on a future episode, as well as link to the previous episode. And yeah, thanks for giving back to the industry.
And thanks, Keith, for having me again. So it's always is a joy to see you and hear you and share the insights with each other. So thank you, Keith.
Yeah, you bet. As always, this podcast is free. The most important part is to turn these skills into action. If this episode or any episode will benefit your team, please share it with them. And if you'd like to be the first to find out about upcoming weekly episodes, simply hit the plus, follow, subscribe button. Depends on your podcast platform, but more importantly, looking forward to sharing another episode next week.
Thanks for visiting the Networker Zone. To get awesome networking tips delivered directly to your inbox, or for more information about books, audiobooks, online training, including Zooms and masterclasses, make sure and visit BigAlBooks.com.